Whenever there is a financial crisis, journalists and other commentators look to the past to find the lessons that might be learned, to question why crises seem to recur periodically, and most commonly to demonstrate that human folly and greed when it comes to financial markets is a constant. The South Sea bubble is often cited in these discussions and noted as the first British stock market crash. But what was the bubble? How did it blow up? How did it burst? What was its significance? And can we really compare it to today's financial crisis? To understand the bubble, we have to know that the British state in the early 18th century was a state in debt. It was in debt because, since the accession of William III in 1688, Britain had been pursuing a much more aggressive foreign policy. That meant fighting more wars. Wars cost money which the state did not have, and thus that meant borrowing and getting into debt. Now, debt is not necessarily a bad thing. Most states borrow to fund the things that they want to do, be it pursuing wars or providing welfare to their citizens. The problems come when the costs of debt are too high or the debt becomes unsustainable. In other words, the state can't find new people to lend it money. In the early 18th century, the British state had the first problem, very expensive debt. It was paying too much in interest. This was because it was relatively new at the business of large-scale borrowing, and it hadn't yet managed to build a good reputation for handling its debt and repaying on time. As such, it had to pay large levels of interest.